T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, a veteran priest who was named in a Philadelphia grand jury report on clergy sex abuse in the Philadelphia Archdiocese and later cleared has again been removed from active ministry. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
Monsignor Joseph Lokrup, who was named in the 2011 report because of allegations of child abuse, was returned to ministry by the Archdiocese following a 3-year criminal and church investigation that exonerated him. In 2014, he was named a chaplain at Camilla Hall, a retirement home for female religious in Malvern. He also served weekends at a parish in West Brandywine in Chester County. But earlier this year, Lokrup was suspended again after the Archdiocese received a credible complaint in 2018 alleging abuse of a minor in the 1980s. While no criminal charges emerged from the latest allegation, an internal church investigative body recommended the 74-year-old Lokrup be removed from ministry. Archbishop Charles Shapiro announced over the weekend he had taken such a step and referred Logrip's misconduct to the Vatican for further review. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.